children are always our concern. And they should be our concern at all times. Because it is our children that will remember us after we depart this world. And it is our children that will pray for us. It is our children that will take us to the grave, and it is our children that will visit us there. So our children, they are always going to be our concern. I was speaking to one of my teachers in Karachi, and he was asking me that the Muslims over there, where do they send their kids? What kind of school do they send them to? So I said they send them to a public school. So he said, in that case, it is important to maintain an Islamic home, have a strong Islamic environment at home, and they will be protected from the tribulations and trials of the outside. And this is very true. If, as parents, if we maintain an Islamic home and we make sure that it is conducive to practicing Islam, then this will be beneficial not only for us, but it will be beneficial for our children, our kids. Nowadays, we try to imitate the things that the non-Muslims have. We try to imitate their lifestyles, and we think that it is extremely important to have what they have. And the biggest problem and the biggest threat to our children right now are two things. One is the TV, and number two, the internet. The TV is a lot worse, and the internet far worse. The internet, our teenage kids, they spend approximately 6 hours a day on various social networking sites, Facebook and Twitter and various other networking sites. There's so many. And they are putting their information there without any knowledge that this is a bad idea. Now, this guy that invented Facebook, the creator of Facebook, this guy basically did what the CIA couldn't do in 60 years. Right? In 4 or 5 years, he created a network. Now all the CIA have to do is look online and you'll find the name. And our kids, they're on this networking sites 6 hours a day. It's 42 hours a week. That's a job for so many of us. That's a job for so many people. And they're constantly updating their status that we did this today. It's like a movie. People are reading it. And we don't know who's reading it, but people are reading it. And so many people, they have been caught by this Facebook doing various things. It has happened, and it has come to my attention. Not this community, alhamdulillah, but a different community, that the parents were shown pictures of their daughter clubbing from this Facebook. These are problems. This internet is terrible. And there's nothing good that comes from TV. I've mentioned this many times. Nothing good ever comes from the television. Because yes, we may have it for the news, and this is our excuse that yes, I only watch the news. But then the problem with that is that there's too much attraction to the TV. And this is not Muslims. These are not Muslims that are saying this. Scientists, they have stated in various journals of theirs that this TV is the worst thing a child can watch and a child can be raised with. Usually when the parents are bothered, they don't want to, you know, listen to their children. They're bothering them, they're tugging at the mother's dress, or they're constantly badgering the father. Turn on the TV and here, sit in front of it. And this is your babysitter. Yeah, the TV becomes the babysitter. But the reality is that the TV, this poor child, so many thousands and thousands of images are being transmitted from this TV that now this child ultimately will become desensitized to so many things. So many things that he would consider otherwise as wrong because of the values that he was raised with, he will consider them okay. There's nothing wrong with it. So this TV, it plays a very detrimental role. It plays a detrimental role when we use it to raise our children. That child is in a hypnagogic, a zombie state, hypnagogic state, passive, no reception. If the mother calls him, you know, come take out the garbage, child is not going to listen. You can't blame the child. This is what the TV does. And the only way, there's radiation waves coming at the child. And the only way the child will look away, if you wave your hand in front, and the child will look, okay. It was as if he was in a reverie, you know, as if he was in a dream state. And this is the problem with the TV. So my teacher, he was telling me, I was speaking to him, he said that when he asked that the children, they don't go to an Islamic school, and if they go to public school, then it is important to have an Islamic home. And the TV should not be there. And then he told me that the ayah, قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا, that protect yourselves and protect your family from the hellfire. Safeguard yourself and safeguard your family from the hellfire. He goes that this address is for the parents. This address and this ayah, according to one tafsir, it is addressed to the mother and father, that protect yourself and protect your children. This is a responsibility of the mother and father, not the TV's responsibility or the internet's responsibility. First of all, the TV, if one has a TV, then it should be in a public area where it is not placed in the privacy of the child's room. Same thing with the internet. It should not be placed in the privacy of the child's room. Rather, it should be in a public area so that when it is used, when this internet is used, at least the mother and father know what's going on. And there should be enough control over what this child is looking at, especially on the TV and internet both. These things, they have destroyed the foundation of communities, completely destroyed. And they have made these children, instead of healthy and running outside and playing with other children, they have made them obese. There's so many kharafat and there's so many harms. There's so many harms related to the internet and related to the TV that they're innumerable. It cannot be counted. And we as parents are completely unaware how much harm this TV actually does and how much harm this internet really does. We're completely unaware. We should know, we should take an interest in our children's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them as an amanat, as a trust. And it is our responsibility to protect that trust. When someone gives a trust to someone, it is that person's responsibility to protect that trust and to make sure that that trust is not ruined in any way. Similarly, our children, they have been given to us as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes our responsibility to make sure that their minds do not become tainted with the junk that comes on TV. I grew up with a TV. And I know what comes on these televisions. Disrespecting parents. There's shows that clearly say that we don't have to listen to the mother and we don't have to listen to the father. There are shows that clearly say that parents don't know nothing. Parents don't know anything. The children are encouraged to constantly question the parents and their authority. Cartoons. Yeah, they do it under the guise, if it's intentional, if it's intentional, unintentional. Whoever the creators are, it doesn't matter. Whether it's intentional or unintentional. They do it under the guise that, oh, it's a cartoon, it's harmless. But children are very impressionable. Kids are very, very impressionable. They will take, they're like sponges. They absorb so much. And these television shows, there's so many things that they watch. And they, at a late, they may not implement it in their lifestyles then. But because it has such a deep impact on the child's heart and on the child's mind, that child will keep it with him forever. I was reading some statistics a while back. A child has seen so many murders and so many things that a child is not supposed to see on TV by the time the child is 10, not even baligh. That child is not even mature yet. And he has seen so much junk on the television. And these networking sites are the worst. I don't have a Facebook and I don't have Twitter. Although many of my friends, they have told me that you should have a Facebook and Twitter and all of these sites. I said, absolutely not. You have to spend half of your time. I've seen ulama constantly updating while they're doing tawaf. They're doing tawaf. Why do you have to, while you're doing tawaf in the haram, why are you updating? Instead of updating, shouldn't you be doing ulama? These are scholars. Instead of doing tawaf, you are updating on your phone, and these smartphones are the worst. These smartphones are another thing that have destroyed the fabric of our societies and the fabric of our Muslim communities. That now internet is at that person's hands. So now we have ulama twittering. Oh, I'm doing tawaf right now, it's very spiritual. How is it spiritual when you're writing? How is it spiritual when you're writing that, oh, it's very spiritual? What kind of nonsense is that? And it saddens me. It saddens me that, you know, that these are ulama. These are people that encourage, that try to encourage other people to do good. It is their responsibility to do amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. It is their responsibility. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. How are you going to encourage people by twittering about what you're doing in the haram and what you're doing in Makkah and Medina? So as parents, our children should always be our concern. We should know that this TV, get rid of it. And this internet should always be monitored. One person, not from this community, another community, married. One child on the way. And his wife called, he was also on the phone. And she complained, she was complaining about her husband, that my husband, he looks at sports. Okay. But during these sports, right, they're always in the halftime or intermittent, you know, period, there are the cheerleaders. And I don't like this. I go, you're absolutely right, this is haram. It's haram to look at these sports then. This is not the purpose. Yeah, people do it. But, oh yeah, it's only basketball. And it's only football. It's only, nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with a person, you know, with these overgrown pituitary glands? What's wrong with them throwing around a ball? And what's wrong with, you know, looking at strange women? It's haram. It's absolutely haram. Most sins are transmitted through the eyes. Sins are transmitted through the eyes. Most sins are transmitted through the eyes. And one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear, that the eyes should be lowered. We are looking at things that we are not supposed to be looking at. This is haram. This is prohibited. And this is something that we should explain to our kids when they grow up. There is no shame in this. There is no shame when our children, usually our people from Pakistan, India, from back home, When they are raising kids over here, they feel very uncomfortable. That, oh, you know, I can't really speak to my son about so many things. Cutting the hair, underarm hair, below the navel. Oh, I can't speak. Let the imam talk about it. No. It's also responsibility of the mother and father. They think, well, this is an embarrassing thing. No, this is not embarrassing. This is not embarrassing at all. This is something that is necessary to learn. It is necessary to tell the child that yes, people are going to be attracted. I mean, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, that people will be attracted towards women. But then it is also a requisite to subdue that attraction, to not follow up on it. Now, a person that goes on the internet once, maybe it's not going to do anything then. But this is how shaitan works. This is the ploy of shaitan. These are his devious methods. Eventually, a sheep, and the hadith is very clear, gives a beautiful metaphor, that a sheep, he will continue to graze. A sheep will continue to graze. And eventually it's going to graze in a place where it's not supposed to graze. It's going to graze in the place where it's allowed, but then it is going to graze in a place where it's not allowed. Same thing with internet and TV. That, okay, we will do something on the internet which is permissible, which is jaiz. We may watch something on TV which is jaiz, maybe the haram. Looking at the haram, oh, I have the TV because I want to see people do tawaf. And I want to listen to the imams recite the Quran. Okay, it's very interesting and all. That's very interesting to hear the imams of the haram recite the Quran and to look at people do tawaf. But then, shaitan, okay, you know what, why don't you go and that video over there looks nice. Let me just look at that, it looks very interesting. Or let me see what's on channel this, or channel 12 or 13. Let me see what's on these channels. And the person starts flicking channels. And this is how it starts. Then it becomes a disease. Then the person has to watch TV every single night. The people, the movers and shakers of this country, they don't watch TV. Big time CEOs, these Wall Street bankers, they don't watch TV. They watch TV to spread their shaitaniyat. They will watch TV. Awam people, blue collar workers, 40 hours a week they'll watch TV. But the movers and shakers of this country, these are facts, I'm not making this up. The movers and shakers, the big time CEOs, these Wall Street conglomerates, and these bankers, they'll watch TV for 2 hours. And that also related to their field. So they can spread their shaitaniyat throughout the country and to influence the children. It tears the fabric of Muslim communities, this TV and this internet. And we as parents need to be aware of this. We cannot take a step back anymore. We need to be aware of what our children are doing. They are our responsibility and they will remain our responsibility. And other parents also, they should take an interest. You know, it takes, you know, I'm a firm believer that it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village because the parents are not always going to be looking at the child 24/7. Right? But other people will be looking at that child. It's a possibility. So if another person sees a child doing wrong, then that parent should tell the child that how will your father react if he saw you doing this? How will your mother react if she saw you doing this? It takes a village to raise a child. This is a communal responsibility, a collective effort and a collective responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Isham didn't come for Isham.